Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Shubhashachi Bhattacharji. In Jammu and Kashmir, voting for the first phase of assembly elections is underway at 24 constituencies in 7 districts today. 41.17% voter turnout was recorded till 1 p.m. The voting began at 7 in the morning amid tight security arrangements. In Jammu and Kashmir, 34 candidates have withdrawn their nominations. 415 candidates remain in the final fray for 40 assembly constituencies in phase 3 of assembly elections in the state. Yesterday was the last day of the withdrawal of nomination for third and final phase of assembly elections. The polling will be held in the third phase of the J&K assembly elections on 1st October. President Draupadi Murmu has said that greater participation of women in the field of research and development is not only important for the cultural and economic development of the country, but also essential for improving the quality of life of women. Mrs. Murmu was delivering the 18th convocation address at the Malaviya National Institute of Technology, MNIT, Jaipur, this afternoon. She said that if women are given equal opportunities, they can achieve greater excellence. She said that it is a matter of happiness to see an increase in the enrollment of girls in the country in recent years. The president said that we have set a goal of making India a developed nation by 2047. She called upon the students that it is their duty to provide leadership towards national development. Governor of Rajasthan Haribhau Kishan Rao Bagade and Chief Minister Bhajanlal Sharma also addressed the program. The President awarded gold medals to the students and also virtually inaugurated the new Arabali hostel of the institute. The registration for students of Class 9 and Class 11 appearing in the 2025 board exams has begun today. According to the notification of Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, the last date to submit the registration form is 16th October. CBSE-affiliated schools can get their students registered on cbse.gov.in. Indian Minister of Environment, Forest and Climate Change, Bhupendra Yadav, today said it is high time to move towards sustainable development for a sustainable society. Addressing a session on India's pathway to net zero at RE Invest Meet in Gandhinagar today, the minister stressed on reducing carbon emissions in order to achieve sustainable economic growth. The minister informed about a series of measures taken by the Indian government to address the challenge of climate change. He said India is the only country in G20 to achieve the climate targets set in Paris 9 years ahead of the target. The minister also emphasized on promoting low-carbon technologies, strengthening renewable energy and green transportation, and rationalization of fossil fuels for future generations. A Delhi court today issued summons to former Railway Minister Lalu Prasad, his son and former Deputy Chief Minister of Bihar Tejaswi Yadav, and others in the Land for Jobs money laundering case. Delhi's Rouse Avenue court has also summoned his other son Tej Pratap Yadav in this case. Special Judge Vishal Gogne directed the accused to appear before the court on 7th October. The judge passed the order after taking cognizance of a supplementary charge sheet against the accused. The final report was filed before the court by the ED on 6th August. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a visit to the United States from 21st to the 23rd of this month. He'll take part in the 4th Quad Leaders Summit in Wilmington, Delaware on the 21st of September. Mr. Modi will address the Summit of the Future at the UN General Assembly in New York on the 23rd of this month. The theme of the summit is Multilateral Solutions for a Better Tomorrow. The External Affairs Minister said the leaders at the summit will review the progress achieved by the Quad over the last 1 year. They will set the agenda for the year ahead to assist the countries of the Indo-Pacific region in meeting their development goals and aspirations. Following the request by the U.S. to host this year's summit, India has agreed to host the next Quad summit in 2025. Indian Minister for Parliamentary Affairs Kiran Rijiju has said that the work of Amendment Bill 2024 has been brought for the welfare of Muslim community. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.